from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're never growing old, welcoming back an old star and joining a caravan. David Wiegand drives a mean camel. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's start with a great singer-songwriter.
Now the man in the hallway is cleaning up grief, while travelers chase after time like a thief with oversized bag. They wait for relief in the dawn. The best of intentions all get up and leave.
The music of Patty Larkin off her new CD, and I guess she's been hanging out in the dunes of Cape Cod where she lives, but somehow her songs have a really sharp urban edge to them.
Well, they do. She actually began working the streets of San Francisco and coffee houses in San Francisco as a performer years and years ago. And so she has strong ties to the Bay Area. In fact, this album was inspired after she received a book of poems by Bay Area poet Kay Ryan. And it was a very difficult time in her life. She lost both of her parents. One of her sisters had a major health problem. And all of these things just brought her into focus with this particular album. And I think it's one of the reasons it is, once again, so incredibly honest.
Patty Larkin plays Sweetwater in Mill Valley on Thursday, and then she's on to the Napa Valley Opera House and the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. A couple of plays now. First, the sweet and funny musical Peter and the Starcatcher. And I've heard so many good things about this. It was in New York a couple of years ago. And it's like an origin story for Peter Pan, right?
It is. And it's it won 5 Tony Awards. I remember seeing a section of it on the Tony Awards that year and just really hot to see it. It's based on a novel by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. And, you know, Peter Pan lives forever.
Peter and the Starcatcher, it opens Tuesday and runs through December 1st. It's at the Curran in San Francisco. And I wanted to shout out as well to the Arabian Shakespeare Festival. This is a local company that sends Bay Area actors to do Shakespeare in the United Arab Emirates. And they're doing a U.S. premiere of a work by a Kuwaiti playwright. That's Thursday through November 17th at the Royce Gallery in San Francisco. And we're staying in the Muslim world now for music from Mali. Music from the band Terracaf, which means caravan. And David, they sound to me a bit like Tanarawen. I think that's how it's said.
Yeah, they do.
Another desert blues band from Mali.
Right. No, they definitely do. And of course, Mali is the center of an extraordinary musical culture. There's an annual festival that happens there every year. And I love the sound of this band. I mean, it has authentic desert tones to it, but it feels very, very contemporary and Western in a way, too.
Terracaf plays Ashkenaz in Berkeley on Monday and Don Quixote's in Felton on Tuesday. Halloween is history, except for the cavities, but today is the Mexican holiday, the Day of the Dead. And David, you have a way for us to celebrate that.
I do. The San Jose Museum of Art will celebrate Dia de los Muertos with a lot of activities for the entire family, including making art, live music, dance, performing skeletons, all kinds of things. And that'll happen 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and it's free. And that'll happen on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's our cheap thrill. And we're also remembering a great rock and roller who died earlier this week. The Roxy has a way to honor the memory of a great musician and composer, Lou Reed. David, tell us what the Roxy is up to.
That's right. They are showing a film by Julian Schnabel, the artist, called Berlin. It's a concert film featuring that wonderful, iconic album, very difficult album for a lot of people, but wonderful in my estimation, as well as other bits and pieces of his musical acts over the years.
Wednesday is Lou Reed Night at the Roxy in San Francisco. Let's hear now from a star shining again after 17 years. We're so glad they're coming to California. That's the moody, beautiful music from Hope Sandoval and David Roback of Mazzy Star, and they've got a brand new album.
They do. It's taken a long time for this new album to come about. It's called Seasons of Your Day. I love this band back in the 90s. They were very well known for the song Fade Into You. They, you know, have had their problems and broke up and then got back together and so forth and so on. They did come out with a digital album in 2011, but this is their first actual CD in many years, and we're all really glad that they're back.
Mazzy Star plays the Warfield on Wednesday. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on all these shows. That's kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.